The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's nice to see you all. Welcome. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark. I teach happy hour here with Nikki Mercafori. For the most part, Nikki and I alternate weeks, except we're often on the phone with one another. Hey, can you do this date? And I'll do that date and that kind of thing. So today I want to talk a little bit about how sometimes we feel disconnected. We feel disconnected from ourselves. We feel disconnected from others. We just feel somehow not connected, like off, separate, or fragmented. And so today, we'll be doing loving kindness practice. And loving kindness practice is a way in which we can start to feel connected, both to ourselves and to others. It's a way in which we can realign our heart with the actual goodness that's within all of us. It's a way we can reclaim perhaps fragments, parts of ourselves that we've cast aside or are trying to cast aside. Loving kindness can help us with connecting with all of those, what we think are unacceptable, those parts of us that we have deemed like, everything would be so much better if only I didn't have this little part of myself. So loving kindness practice is a way in which we can make friends with all these different parts of ourselves and help them come together and not feel so disconnected. There's this expression, your loneliest loneliness. Your loneliest loneliness. And that's about those parts of us that maybe we don't even recognize, but somehow have an influence on us. Those parts that have long maybe been buried or cast aside. This expression is like a pointer to the separateness sometimes we feel within ourselves and the ways we're fragmented and the ways that we can be disconnected from one another, from other people. So loving kindness is a way in which it's kind of a practice of unlocking or reminding ourselves and awakening ourselves in a way that allows some movement, some shifting, some maybe coming together of parts of ourselves, some more fluidity, spaciousness inside, as opposed to rigidness that sometimes these pieces feel frozen and separate. Yeah, I used to think that somehow I would just be a better person if I weren't so dang emotional. If only I could just be like very analytical or something like that. Of course, that's ridiculous. I have emotions. It's the way that I am, and they don't have to be a problem. But there was a big part of me, especially when I spent decades of my life being more of in a field in which not being emotional was valued. But it wasn't until I really started to meditate and that I understood, like, oh no, somehow this another expression, what we resist persists, right? So those things that we somehow are pushing against or trying to make go away or pretend that they're not there in some kind of way, those types of things get frozen, get stuck. And so loving kindness practice is a way, whether we're doing loving kindness for ourselves, for somebody else, is a way in which those areas can thaw a little bit. Maybe just a little bit of movement. And maybe that's all that's needed. Maybe that's all that's needed. So we don't do this. We don't do loving kindness practice in general. We don't do this in this reclaiming parts of ourselves. And specifically as a purpose of like fixing ourselves or a big self-improvement project. It's more about the inner freedom that we find, the inner freedom that gets expressed, the inner freedom that's available when things are more integrated, when they're more whole. And from that place of freedom, that place of ease, that place of peace, place of well-being, then we can show up for our lives, we can show up for other people in a way in which we can't if we are constantly struggling and agitated and disconnected. So the way in which I teach loving kindness, I like to say that there are a number of different ways we can do this. I don't want to say that this is the only way. Is to have three elements to the practice. One is visualization or bringing to mind. When I say this word visualization, I realize that sometimes I was finding times tried to get, you know, high definition visualization, which just doesn't work with this little brain of mine. So we can bring to mind somebody for whom we're wishing loving kindness, wishing goodwill, care, respect, love, friendliness, benevolence. You can use all of those words, any of those words, whichever ones resonate with you and your heart. You can bring somebody to mind. And we're going to begin where it's easiest. I think it's always great to begin where it's easiest. I've discovered that if you begin there, it just naturally flows out from there to where it might be not quite as easy. Or maybe you just stay there where it's easy for a long time. We're in no hurry. We're in no hurry to get somewhere and do something in particular. So often where it's easiest is somebody, we sometimes call them a benefactor or a lovable being, somebody for whom it's easy and straightforward to feel loving kindness towards, feels warmth and care. Maybe this is somebody who has supported you, who's helped you in your life. Maybe it's a little bit difficult to find, for it to come to in mind exactly, well, who would that be? Then you can choose, it doesn't have to be a human being. Some people use puppies, kittens, babies. Something that just there's a little opening in the heart when you think of them, when you bring them to mind. A little softness, a little warmth, maybe a little inner smile. So that's the first element of loving kindness practice is bringing to mind. And we'll start where it's easy. And then we're going to expand on that and do loving kindness for ourselves. For many people, not everybody, for many people, that's not quite as easy. Then the second element is to check in with the sensations of the body. Sometimes, not always, sometimes there's a shift, or opening, a softness, a warmth in the heart center. Some people feel it in their belly. Maybe it's really subtle. Maybe it's obvious, this big upwelling of delight and joy. Maybe it's a quiet little corner of quietness. Maybe there's nothing in particular. It's all perfectly fine, whichever scenario you arises. But it can be helpful to just check in, and if there is a little small corner of well-being or delight or joy or happiness, warmth, kind of allow that to nourish you, to support you, to be like an anchor that can kind of support the growth of the loving kindness that we're cultivating. So that's the second element, checking in with the body. And then the third element are the phrases. The phrases that we use as a way to remind ourselves largely that I'm spending this time now to cultivate, to develop loving kindness. Can you use these phrases as a way to keep on coming back, to encourage the inclination of the mind, to encourage the inclination of the heart towards loving kindness, towards goodwill, towards benevolence, warmth, care. You're welcome to modify the phrases in a way that perhaps are more resonant for you. Recommendation is to keep them simple, not too complicated. And maybe with that, we'll start with practice. So you can take an alert, upright posture if you haven't already. And we'll begin with three deep breaths. Sometimes it's helpful to have a deep breath and exaggerated movement so that we can connect more easily with the experience. It might be that with the exhale, there's a certain amount of letting go, a certain amount of relaxation. Then allowing the breath to return to normal and trusting that the body knows how to breathe. We're not doing anything in particular with the breath, but to support a sense of well-being, to support a sense of ease, do a body scan, just a checking in with different areas of the body. It might be that bringing our attention to different areas allows a certain amount of letting go, a certain amount of relaxation. It might not happen, that's also. Can you have ease with whatever ease you find, or whatever unease you find? It's pretty common for us to hold tension or tightness around the eyes, and or around the jaw. Our faces express emotion. They often hold tension also. You can bring your awareness to your shoulders. Allow the shoulder blades to slide down the back, away from the ears. The upper back, the lower back, the low back, the chest. Is there a way that it can be just a smidge more open, just a tiny, tiny bit, in a way that's still comfortable and relaxed? But sometimes we collapse around our hearts. Can we have it open as best you can and in a way that feels comfortable? And the belly, can we check in with the belly? Another place we often have tightness or tension. You can allow yourself to feel supported by the chair or the cushion, feeling the pressure against your body, you're here now, feeling this, the upper legs, the lower legs, and the feet. Another place where we can feel grounded and connected. Feeling the pressure of our feet against the ground, the cushion. The upper arms. The lower arms. And our hands. Can you feel what the hands are feeling? Likely they are touching something. Can you tune into those sensations? Smooth or rough, warm, cool. Maybe tingling, throbbing. Or maybe you don't feel a whole lot. It's all okay. And then we'll do a little bit of mindfulness of the sensations of breathing. So you can bring your attention, bring your awareness to the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest. Or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Whichever of those areas feels the most vibrant or vivid or feels the most supportive or the most accessible, we just very simply choose one of those areas and hang out there. Bring in the awareness to the sensations of breathing. We're not so much thinking about breathing as feeling the sensations. What does that feel like from the inside? To have an in-breath, for example. If you find yourself lost in thought, it doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. What does an exhale feel like? Can you bring a sense of curiosity, inquisitiveness? Not so that you have to figure it out, but so that you incline the mind, incline the attention. The sensations of breathing. So this practice, mindfulness of the sensations of breathing, can be a refuge, can be a foundation. It's a practice you can do if you ever feel overwhelmed, you feel confused, and just for whatever reason, loving kindness just doesn't feel like the right thing or the right, doesn't feel like the right practice at this moment. You can always come back to this practice. Paying attention to the sensations of breathing. And then to begin loving kindness practice, bring to mind a being for whom it's easy to feel love, warmth, care, respect, goodwill, benevolence. Might check in with the body and see if there is a little interior smile or a little opening or a shift of some sort when you bring this person to mind, or you bring this being. Maybe it's not a person. Maybe you don't feel a sensation in the body. That's okay too. And then to support our development, our cultivation, our intention to incline the mind towards loving kindness, you can repeat the phrases silently after me. Again, having the lovable being in mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. might check in with the body and see if there is some feeling of warmth or softness, maybe a quiet little corner of well-being, or maybe there's just a large, loud sense of well-being. Whatever is there, can you just allow it to be there? And allow it to get as big as it would like, without forcing anything, without making anything. And if you don't feel anything in particular, that's perfectly fine, perfectly fine. Coming back to the phrases, you might want to refresh your image of the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now I'll be silent for a bit so that you can go at your own pace. Now we can build on this foundation of loving kindness we've been cultivating, developing with a lovable being, and expand the circle, expand the sphere to include ourselves. Often we're not extending loving kindness to ourselves. But here's an opportunity. So in the same way, you can bring yourself to mind. That can be either a mental image, perhaps how you are now, or some people like to use a younger version of themselves, even when they were children or even infants. They find it easier to do that, to start there. You're welcome to do whatever you'd like. You can also bring yourself to mind in the sense of just the sense of sitting here right now. Whatever way makes the most sense, is the most supportive for you. Again, we can just tune into the sensations of the body and see if there's been any shift, any change, alteration, now that we're moving to loving kindness towards ourselves. Whatever is there, can you just allow it to be there? It's okay. And then the phrases will just change the pronoun. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Sometimes it's helpful to couple some equanimity practice with loving kindness practice. Sometimes it's easy to slide into this will wanting to make others' lives better. Just a sincere, beautiful wish. But it can be helpful to also practice equanimity. We can't always make other people's lives better. So for this practice, you can bring to mind somebody with whom you have a relationship and you care about, but it's just a little bit irritating, a little bit annoying. Not the most annoying, not the most irritating, not the most difficult person. Just somebody you care about, but sometimes the relationship is a little bit sticky. You can bring them to mind. And we'll use a different phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And I'll be silent just for the last bit of this meditation. You can do whichever practice seems the most supportive, most nourishing, if you will. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair, the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So earlier before the meditation, I talked about how loving kindness practice can help us feel connected. Maybe not because it does one thing in particular, but maybe it softens some of the barriers or allows a little bit more spaciousness in which things can move and shift somehow. Maybe it can open up a perspective or I don't know, there might be lots of different ways in which this works. And sometimes it doesn't work, too. So now I'd like to invite you to connect with one another in a way that you can talk about what this meditation practice was like. No need to talk about your deep, dark secrets. But it's just a way, it's often really helpful to the activity of articulating something that we experienced or what we're thinking or is a way in which we can help us maybe connect more deeply with our experience other than just getting up and rushing out or something. Sometimes it's the activity of having to say something. It's like, oh yeah, what was that? And it's perfectly fine. You can say things like, that was so boring, I'm never coming back here again. Or like, wow, I have no idea what happened. That seemed kind of interesting, though. Or, oh, that was just what I needed. I don't know. It's anything. It's the whole range. We're going to get into groups of three, and you can share what feels appropriate. But please do not give advice to each other. It's more an opportunity for us to explore and express something rather than for somebody to say, well, you know, you really should be doing this or something like that. So if you wanted to get into groups of three, you can just self-organize. I didn't count, so chances are it's not an even number. I think there'll be maybe there'll be two groups of four, one group of three, and then I'll ring the bell. Thank you. Okay, so we just have a few minutes here, but it'd be nice to hear a comment or a question or something to hear from you guys. Either something about the meditation or about the small group discussion, a comment or a question. Can I ask you to use the microphone just so that everybody can hear you? Thank you. Yeah, that's a good question. I'll repeat the question. I'm not sure that was amplified. Or that's the question is that when you're doing, you have somebody in mind and you're doing loving kindness phrase, and then somebody else comes in mind. Then what do you do next? Yeah. So I would say here's a guideline: don't struggle. If it ever feels like you're wrestling, like oh, go away, I'm trying to do this person, you don't want to do that. If they just both people come in and together that feels easy and natural and what's arising, go for it. If it just feels like one person moves out and another person moves in, just go for that as well. There may be times when it may be helpful to just notice like, why there might be some preference or why there might be some movement. And there may be times when it's just let it go the way it's going to be. There's things to learn and there's benefit from either of staying with no, this was my intention. We can sometimes learn about a little bit about our relationship with that person or maybe how we always prefer novelty, things that are new and exciting, and when soon as something gets a little bit boring we want to get rid of it, or maybe there's all kinds of there can be benefit either way. So I would just say as a guideline, don't get into a wrestling match or a struggle or something like that. Okay, and so with that, it's 7 o'clock. So I'll stay up here if you have some questions. Otherwise, I wish you all a wonderful evening. And may you find happiness and health and safety and ease. Thank you.